Tony Burrows is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as having had the most records on the charts at the same time under different names. Burrows was the voice behind such late 60s, early 70s hits as Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, United We Stand, My Baby Loves Lovin', and Beach Baby, recorded under group names like Edison Lighthouse and the Brotherhood of Man. A new CD collects all of Burrows' hits. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I usually don't have much use for pop music nostalgia. There's always enough going on in the here and now to make the idea of digging up neglected treasures seem like a waste of time. But in the case of Tony Burrows, I make an exception. Until the new release of a CD called The Voice of Tony Burrows, I had no idea that there was a connection between the song I just played, a top five hit for Edison Lighthouse in 1970, and this 1974 smash by a group called First Class. Burrows is an Englishman who benefited mightily from Beatlemania. The sudden demand for English invasion pop music in the late 60s was so great that Burrows' voice, a thin, light, completely anonymous sound, was able to carry a series of bouncy tunes up the American and British charts. Burrows' first group, the Kestrels, actually opened for the Beatles in 1963, and 2 years later he released an album of ballads as a solo act under the name of Tony Bond. But Burrows found real success by fronting a succession of one-hit wonders. In 1968, Burrows led what is my favorite of all his various group names, the Flower Pot Men. But they changed their name to the far more pedestrian White Plains to record this durable oldie in 1970.
My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world, just a nowhere man without a girl. And that lucky day when she came my way, and she smiled at me as if to say, "Your baby love."
In his highly entertaining liner notes to this collection, Gordon Pagoda says that at one point in the 70s, Burrows had three songs in the British top 10, and one night, all three acts were booked on the country's most popular music TV show, Top of the Pops. Burrows had to sing a song with one band, rush to the side of the stage and change his clothes, only to dash back on stage with another set of musicians to warble a different hit.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be.
There's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
These days, the close media scrutiny that any hit receives would prevent another Tony Burrows from leading this sort of career, which is too bad, I think. The crass commercial opportunity that Burrows enjoyed led to a very minor sort of creative freedom that's always useful in keeping pop culture unpretentious and lively. These days, Burroughs is still in England providing vocals for TV jingles and recording with a group with an amusingly 90s kind of name, the Fraud Squad. But whatever else he does, Tony Burroughs' reputation is secure as the secret auteur of a body of work anyone can enjoy.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, The Voice of Tony Burroughs.